I think the founder of EWTN, Mother Angelica, once said, "It's easy to be holy until God adds another person in your life," which become very hard, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why the good Lord said today through the gospel reading, as well as the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, that we must owe nothing to one another except love one another. For love is the fulfillment of the law. I think it's easy to say, or it's easy to keep the commandments in order to justify ourselves. And we do all these things without love. We have seen people who are very righteous, very good, very nice, who never sin, or who never break the laws, but are some of the most repugnant and some of the most bitter, the most resentful and negative people we've seen, because they keep the law, but without love. And therefore, we must forget that charity or love of our neighbor is the fulfillment of the law. We must love our neighbor just like God had first loved us, calling us back. And today, in the gospel reading, Jesus said very clearly that in the very humanistic terms, if we want to pledge our allegiance to a king or to a ruler, we should know how powerful that ruler is, right? But in a way, God is much more powerful than any worldly rulers. And to follow him and to give everything in order to be his disciples, in order to embrace him, and in order to die to ourselves to embrace that adventure, it's worthwhile. So God is much more than some king, some ruler, some emperor, or someone who is humanistic or materialistic or worldly. God is worthy of our love. He is worthy of us renouncing everything that we have to be with him. Do we believe that? Or do we say, God, I believe in you. God, I love you, comma, but... And we set conditions to that. To give our life to him sometimes require us to at times not really hate, like bitter, negative hate, but sometimes to let go of the people that we love. Especially when they try to hold us back or they try to instill worldly values upon us. Sometimes we love them and said, I know you have good intentions. I know you meant well, but I must follow Christ. I must follow his will and not your will. We don't hate them for the sake of hating them, but we hate or letting go of the worldly values or the obstacles or the impediments that come from them so that we choose him first. And this is what's important, and this is what being invited to us. Therefore, let us heed to all of the readings today and ask that we renounce everything that might impede us or create an obstacle so that we can follow Christ and love our neighbor as ourselves.